From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Verizon Wireless, working to constantly strengthen the connection quality and reliability of its network. Verizon Wireless, our people, our network.
When my mom told me the news, I almost threw up. The sudden death of my dad at age 56 hit me right in the guts. My entire body tensed, my stomach seized. For the next 24 hours, sleeping, relaxing, and especially eating were out of the question. Almost instantly, people began to deliver food. Homemade bread, hearty stews, cheesy casseroles, to my childhood home where family had gathered. The comfort foods sat timidly on the counter, appreciated but uneaten. For the first time since my bout with mono in high school, I wasn't hungry. For me, president of the Clean Plate Club, champion eater whose voracious appetite makes me the butt of family jokes, the shift was disconcerting. As a registered dietitian at UCSF Medical Center, I know that the digestive tract is an intricate system involving hormones, lymphatic tissue, and complex biochemical processes. Interesting facts about guts abound. The small intestine, for example, is about 10 feet in length, but its total surface area is roughly equivalent to, no kidding, a 3-foot-wide sidewalk more than 2 football fields long. But what intrigues me most about the gut is how this fine-tuned, life-giving system is so closely linked to our emotional state. The generous people who filled our kitchen with food are privy to this ancient understanding that the proverbial heart, as in heartache or heart's desire or broken heart, is not the heart at all, but the gut. This month marks 5 years since my dad's death, and I can finally think and even speak about the traumatic event without feeling like I've been punched in the stomach. Now that my appetite is back in full swing, I experience all sorts of gastronomically triggered memories of my dad. His strange fondness for Necco wafers, or his bottomless steaming thermos of coffee on road trips, or his perfectly timed peeling of an orange while riding the chairlift in Tahoe. My many fond memories of my dad, along with new memories of meals shared with family and friends, nourish me. I miss my dad. I love him with all my guts. With a perspective, I'm Toby McPherson Morris.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.